A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colours.
A quote, "It is revolutionary for any trans person to choose to be seen and visible in a world that tells us we should not exist." Laverne Cox.
Hello, Georgie.
Hi.
How did you feel when you were younger when people would say, "What a beautiful boy," or, you know?
I got a bit frustrated because I wanted them to understand that I'm a girl. I'm a girl. Maybe not in the outside, but in the inside. I feel like a girl.
A 9-year-old blonde girl, Georgie, tilts her head. Text, Melbourne, Australia. The morning of Georgie's gender affirmation surgery, a light shines outside Georgie's house. Inside, an older Georgie sleeps in bed, a Netflix documentary in association with Screen Australia. An older, short-haired white woman eats in a kitchen. In her room, Georgie puts a shirt on over her head. She puts on a light jacket. A closer production. Georgie closes a small bag. The older woman watches Georgie pack the bag.
Do you want to wear different trekkie decks? That's my fault. They're longer on me than they are on you. Yeah, wear your nice blue ones.
Yeah.
Outside, Georgie walks toward a black gate. String lights flash and glow on a nearby plant. She opens the gate and turns. In a home video, a little brown-haired boy pushes young Georgie in a toy dump truck. In the present, Georgie continues toward a car. A title appears over a mixed pink and blue background, The Dream Life of Georgie Stone. In a car, Georgie sits in the passenger seat while the older woman drives, 18 years. Condensation fogs a window.
It's very surreal for me to think that for most of today I'll be asleep.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking of the moments that have led me here.
Yeah.
They sit at a stoplight. In a hospital room, the older woman unpacks Georgie's bag.
Pop that next to your bed.
Beck, Georgie's mum.
I'll pop that in there just in case.
The older woman, Beck, smiles. Georgie lies in a bed with a stuffed bear in her arms. She turns her head. Home videos play. A younger Beck breastfeeds two babies. She turns two blonde children around in swivel chairs. In the present, Beck brushes Georgie's long blonde hair. Videos of Georgie brushing her hair in various mirrors.
Today is your first day of school. Can we see you in your uniform, please?
Yeah.
9 years.
The most recent swimming carnival at Folkestone was very, very frustrating. I went into the boys' cubicles or toilets to get changed. When all the boys started laughing at me, and then I hid in the cubicle, and then my mum thought that maybe I'll get dressed with her, but not in either toilets. We'll get dressed behind the toilets where no one can find us. Yeah.
Her eyes shift. At a secondary school, Georgie steps down a hallway lined with lockers. 17 years. She walks beside a short-haired boy. At a school assembly.
So I would like to introduce to you the college graduates of 2018, Dad and Georgie.
Georgie and the short-haired boy, Dutch, approach a microphone together. She adjusts the mic up towards him. In the hospital, Georgie stares off with a smile. Beck looks at her cell phone. A dark-haired boy with a beard sits near Georgie's bed. Harry, Georgie's twin brother. Georgie extends her hand to him. In a home video, young Harry and Georgie play in costumes.
How do you feel about having a sister and not a brother?
Well, it is quite fun because if we were younger, we could be playing superheroes or something. A girl superhero and a boy superhero. Now we usually play spies and there's a woman agent and a male agent, and so it's more fun having a girl around instead of just two boys.
How do you find it at school? Does everyone at school think of her as a girl?
Yeah, I crossed my heart that I wouldn't tell anyone.
In the hospital, Harry poses with Georgie.
And now I'm just the twins?
An older white man with grey hair stands in a corner. Greg, Georgie's dad. Greg kisses Georgie on the cheek.
How are you feeling, Lil?
I'm good.
In a home video, a younger Greg kisses baby Georgie. In another, Greg wears goofy glasses.
Be careful.
At home, 15 years.
Who's taking the coffee machine when Dad moves out?
I get all the tea stuff and he gets all the coffee stuff.
The microwave?
Staying here.
The Wi-Fi?
I don't know, because we might go with another company.
The phone?
Georgie points. Beck stands by the kitchen sink and regards her daughter.
Stays here.
Georgie raises her eyebrows and nods.
And it might have a little bit of a different vibe here, but we're good at creating homes, Georgie.
Georgie's jaw works as she chews. She looks away. In the hospital, Georgie lies on her side.
Love you so much, darling. We'll all be here waiting for you when you come out. Yeah.
Later, Georgie wears a white robe.
Time to go, my love.
Georgie embraces Greg. He pecks her cheek. She hugs Harry.
See ya.
Have fun.
Harry grins as she gives him a look. Georgie blows a kiss toward the camera. She walks with a person in scrubs down a hallway. In a surgical room.
Just gonna connect a few of these. It just monitors your heart throughout the procedure. And we are coming in today for gender affirmation surgery.
Everyone in agreement?
Yeah. Thank you. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of oxygen while you're going off to sleep.
Okay.
Georgie lies on her back.
So just take some nice big deep breaths for me there.
A person in surgical gloves puts an oxygen mask over her nose and mouth. Georgie's lashes flutter. Videos play. As a child, she wears a tulle bridal veil over her short hair. Now, with shoulder-length hair and bangs, she leans against a wall. At a pride parade, teenage Georgie dances around in a green dress and feather boa. At a conference, reporters hold microphones up to her. Georgie puts her arm around Michelle, a white woman with a blonde pixie cut. In the present, Georgie opens her eyes, then closes them. At an awards dinner.
And the winner of the Young People's Human Rights Medal for 2017 is Georgie Stone.
Georgie smiles and rises from a table. She wears a chic floral dress. At a lectern.
It is an honour to be receiving this award today. A few months ago, I was talking to a group of trans kids between the ages of 8 and 12. And I was shocked to learn that every single one of them was, at that time, being bullied at school. So even though we have achieved a lot, we still need to make sure that we are protecting and looking after trans kids in Australia.
In a backstage area, Georgie regards herself in a mirror. A home video of Georgie at 9 years.
How do you feel about the medical treatment that you want to have?
I feel good about that.
Why?
Well, because then I won't grow into a boy. I'll be myself.
She grins at an audio interview in a red-walled room. 17 years.
Okay, great. So, Michelle, can you say your name for me and your position?
My name is Associate Professor Michelle Telfer, and I'm the Head of Department of Adolescent Medicine and the Director of the Gender Service at the Royal Children's Hospital. For every young person who comes to see us, there's a very thorough assessment that takes place before a big decision like hormone treatment is decided upon.
But even with this thorough process, for many, many years in Australia, young people had to go to court to access the treatment they needed. When Georgie was 13, she and her family decided to challenge that.
To have a complete stranger having to make a decision about my body,
was really distressing and I felt really powerless. So we appealed to change both stage one and stage two treatment so trans kids and their families wouldn't have to go to court.
And we won, but it was only a partial victory.
So they changed the law surrounding stage one, so then families didn't have to go to court for stage one treatment, but the law still stood for stage two. So what it meant for me was that I did have to go back to court, and that was really scary.
Georgie stares into the distance. 15 years.
I can't get female hormones without the permission of court. They give the order, and it's not in the power of the doctors, the parents, or me. I don't have legally the right to make that decision. I need to... they needed to determine whether I was gillet competent, which means I know what the effects will be. I need the estrogen tablets. I need to go through female puberty. I get boobs, I get curves, you know, things that girls have, and I need it. I need it to be myself. And if I don't get it, I'm not really happy. I'm not going to be myself.
Light shines in her blue eyes. Georgie won her case. Various footage of Georgie taking a pill. A video of Georgie in her room.
I've got a pimple.
15 years.
Which is, I'm actually happy about, sort of. It means that the tablet's working and I'm...
She picks down her shirt front.
Well, it's working. Yay.
But the ruling only applied to Georgie's case, and other kids still had to go to court. So Georgie and her mum continue to fight for them. Outside a large building, Georgie, her mother and Harry walk with luggage. In a room full of people, Georgie stands before a microphone. 15 years.
Firstly, can I like to say thank you so much for having us. I'm so thankful that I'm able to speak today and hopefully we can do some good. Okay, so my name is Georgie Stone. I'm 15 years old. Last year, we had to apply to the Family Court of Australia to obtain stage two treatment, which is cross-sex hormones. For the last 5 years, court has played a big part in my family's life. At times, it overshadowed everything else. I want to make sure this doesn't play the same part in anyone else's life.
The court process is slow, biology is fast. The lives of trans kids are challenging at every turn, and as parents, we walk ahead of our child almost like a landmine detector, sweeping the terrain before us, paving a safe pathway for them. Most parents exhaust themselves creating a safe place at school, educating family and friends, often being accused of causing it in the first place or of child abuse, dealing with their own feelings of being overwhelmed and isolated, finding appropriate medical support, family breakdown, kids harming themselves. The pressure is enormous and relentless. To add court to this already intensely challenging situation is unnecessary and cruel. Legislation through Parliament is our last hope, so please help us.
In the hospital, a sign on the ceiling reads "Operating Suite" with an arrow to the side. In a room, Beck stands while Greg and Harry sit on the floor. In the surgical room, a screen displays spiky yellow and green lines beside numbers. Georgie lies with the oxygen mask over her nose. The video of Georgie at 9 years.
How did you feel when you went to see Dr. Paul?
Yeah, after Dr. Paul, I felt much happier and much more safe.
You didn't feel safe before that?
She looks to the side and hesitates.
Well, no. Because not that many people understood about me.
In Michelle's office, Georgie sits with Beck, 16 years.
Are you happy to talk about the estrogen today and how that's going? Because last time I saw you, we increased the dose.
Yeah, 2 milligrams.
Yeah. How's that going?
It's been good. I mean, I do notice I get a bit more annoyed at my parents than before.
Can you tell?
No. And even if you were, I don't think I take a blind bit of notice.
Oh, good.
So...
Okay, so next time you might get a little bit of sassiness.
All I notice is that you are feeling good about yourself and that because you're feeling good about yourself, your focus is very positive on other things and you're determined to make the best life for yourself.
At a conference, Georgie stands with Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
A lot of our work has revolved around law reform for trans kids because they have to apply to the Family Court of Australia to access treatment.
Yeah, great. You've got a way to go with trans awareness, do you think?
This isn't really a new issue, but in the public eye it is. So there is a long way to go making sure we battle the social stigma, which is ingrained in our society.
At a group walk, Georgie wears a shirt that reads, hashtag trans teens rights. People stand on the side of the road and clap. In a home video, Georgie dances in a blue dress. Georgie films herself in her room, 16 years.
So, update. I'm going to talk a little bit about boys. Ugh. Okay, so I've had a crush on this guy for about 10 months. Big crush. And turns out he had a crush on my best friend.
She grimaces.
Ugh.
Well, it's nearly 3 years, isn't it, having oestrogen before you're even looking at having any of those sort of major surgical procedures.
I can do it. My teachers all support me, and why shouldn't I do it? I've waited so long.
Yeah, and at 18 you're an adult.
Yeah.
You can make those decisions and clearly got the ability to make a really good, informed decision, and it's totally up to you.
In a car, Georgie stares out a window with her chin on her hand. Her eyes shift as the scenery outside moves. Shadows pass over her pale skin. Various footage of Georgie in cars. In her mum's car, Georgie sits in the passenger seat while Beck drives, 18 years.
Going into the clinic today, I started thinking, okay, this is gonna happen. This is happening.
I know.
Yeah.
Really, the meaning of it is all you.
Yeah.
It's nobody else.
Yeah.
I have my feelings about it because I want you to be who you want to be and I want you to be safe.
Mm.
But it's just you. It's just for you.
Beck regards her daughter while the car sits in traffic. Georgie sits with her head facing forward.
I don't want it to change things, though.
Her hands rest clasped on her lap. In a room, tears run down Georgie's cheeks.
I don't want to be trans. But it is who I am, so I can't really. I try not to think about, oh, I wish I wasn't trans. I am trans, and I have to live with that. And I will have to live with it all my life. I don't want this operation to change anything because I'm really happy. And yeah, I don't have the body that I want, but I'm still female. And I just don't want this operation to change who I am. I want it to change my body, but I don't want it to change people's perceptions of me. I don't want it to change how I live my life, and I still want to be Georgie.
In the hospital, a sign reads, day surgery. A white woman in scrubs opens a set of doors. She and a blonde white woman wheel Georgie out into a hallway in a hospital bed. Georgie lies with her eyes closed and a hand over her chest. Home videos play. A young Georgie looks at her reflection. She walks through a house in a white dress with a bow at the waist. She tiptoes like a ballerina across a tile floor. She spins. In the hospital, the blonde woman backs Georgie's bed into a room. Greg, Beck, and Harry stand nearby. Greg beams and Beck waves. In Georgie's hospital room, the blonde woman hangs something off the railing of her bed. Beck approaches and lays her hand on Georgie's face. Georgie wakes and turns to her. She smiles as her mother strokes her hair. Greg brushes his fingers against her opposite cheek. Harry touches his sister's shoulder. In a home video, baby Georgie lies swaddled beside her brother on a pillow. Greg stands over them.
He kisses Georgie's forehead. In another video, Beck holds baby Georgie in her arms. She kisses her tiny hand, then rubs her thumb over her fingers. In the present, Georgie's mum and dad stroke her cheeks.
You've had a lovely sleep.
You just keep sleeping as long as you like.
17 years.
Okay. And is Justice Thackeray going to deliver that from court or in chambers or...?
Georgie watches her mother on the phone. Georgie and her family await the judgment, which could end the court's involvement in stage two treatment.
The judgment is going to be handed down tomorrow at midday.
Wow.
It could all be over tomorrow.
Georgie stares with her lips parted.
That's crazy. It's like all that work, everything is leading up to tomorrow.
That would mean a whole bunch of our friends wouldn't have to go through it, the kids wouldn't have to go through it.
In a building, Georgie and others follow Michelle.
My family and I were able to reform stage one so we didn't have to go to court, but you still have to for stage two. So stage two treatment is cross-sex hormones, so that's beginning the puberty that you want to undertake. When this treatment for trans kids is vital for our mental health, for our physical health, we really need this treatment. My mum and I and lots of people have been rallying support for this cause to get this process out of the courts. And hopefully all that work has paid off. We'll see.
We'll see.
In a white-walled room, Beck and Georgie sit amongst a group of others. In a home video, Georgie twirls in her white dress. In the white room, Georgie looks at something.
We won!
Beck hurries over to hug Michelle.
Oh, my God.
Georgie hugs Michelle.
Congratulations.
Georgie sobs over her shoulder.
Congratulations.
Changing,
oh, darling girl. We won.
Georgie squeezes her eyes shut as she embraces her mum. Georgie cuts a cake embedded with orange slices.
And to all of you for looking after our kids. Thank you, thank you.
Beck pours champagne into a flute.
For the next 10, 20, 30 years, we will see young people benefit from this. And I suspect that those young people won't understand what you've been through and won't understand the significance of that freedom that they have to just access the treatment they need. But we will always remember that, Georgie, it was you that fought this first.
And cheers.
Cheers.
Georgie's eyes shine as she nods. In the hospital, Georgie lies in bed with her arms crossed. 1 week post-surgery, Georgie gazes at her mum. Beck sits in a chair beside her. She rests her head against her hand and wears her glasses pushed up onto her head.
Over this past week, I was scared how I couldn't move my legs. I couldn't get out of the bed, feeling trapped in there, feeling sick a lot of the time. It was just, there were so many things happening to my body, all because of this operation that I wanted. I started a little bit to resent it, or scared of resenting it, which is probably the truth. I was scared of resenting this thing that I wanted. But what made me so happy this morning when my dressing came off and I saw my vagina for the first time, is that when I saw it, I didn't hate it. I loved it and I said, that's my vagina. And I really loved it.
Beck strokes her daughter's arm.
Swollen stitches, all of it, you know, didn't matter. I still loved it.
A tear slips out of the corner of Georgie's eye. Beck sits forward with her face against Georgie's shoulder. Georgie rests her head against her mother's. 6 months later, at home, Georgie walks out the front door. She adjusts the strap of a messenger bag on her shoulder and walks toward the gate, 19 years. On the side of a road, Georgie waits as cars pass, then crosses. She sits in a car, in a self-filmed video.
Might try acting, so I'm doing drum classes. I would love to play a trans person in a film about all trans topics and make it realistic.
In an office.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Really, really excited to tell the story. And this is the Native story team. So we just wanted to kind of get your guidance too on what is appropriate and what isn't appropriate. Yep. So transgender, is that an okay term?
Transgender is the correct term, or trans.
In terms of pronouns, she, her,
yeah.
Very simple.
Obviously, when you meet new people and they just know you as Georgie,
yeah.
When they eventually, or if they eventually know that you're transgender,
yeah.
Do they change at all in how they interact with you?
I do think there are some assumptions when meeting new people completely about what my experience has been. A big one that a lot of people have is, oh, so you were born a boy, but you want to be a girl. And how I see my experience is that I have always been female, even when I was, you know, 2 and a half and I had short hair and people said he used male
mm-hmm.
pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
I still see myself then as female, but I was assigned male at birth.
But based on that experience that you're describing, the character would have always known.
Yeah, but I've always known who I am. I've always been a girl.
Backstage at a studio, Georgie walks past various sets. She enters a doorway. In a hair and makeup room, a stylist blows out Georgie's blonde hair. Outside, Georgie stands with a blonde white woman.
Why would you do that? I just wonder if there's another beak in here.
A camera operator shifts the camera. People adjust Georgie's school uniform costume. A man holds a clapboard.
Stand by.
Georgie looks over her shoulder. In home videos, young Georgie jumps off a front step in a cape. She runs through a puddle. Georgie wears the veil and grins. She makes faces with Greg and Harry. Footage of her as she gets older. Teen Georgie grimaces. She walks in the pride parade.
Moxie.
In the present, she touches her nose. She wipes her nose.
And set. Cameras are set. And action.
Georgie walks forward. Georgie is the first openly trans actor to appear on Neighbours, Australia's longest-running TV drama. Her work continues the fight led by generations of trans and gender-diverse people. Learn more at www.dreamlifefilm.com. Audio description provided by International Digital Centre, written by Betty Capoe, voiced by Nikki Thomas. Credits featuring Georgie Stone, Rebecca Robertson, Greg Stone, Harry Stone. Director, Maya Newell. Creative producer, Georgie Stone. Producers, Sophie Hyde, Matthew Bate, Lisa Sherrard, Maya Newell. Editor, Brian Mason. Cinematographer, Maya Newell, Vincent Lamberti. Composer, Amit May Cohen. Credits continue. Logo, Closer Productions. Copyright 2022, Closer Productions.
Forever. For big ever.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colours.